Support for this program comes in part from the Astoria Co-op, an independent grocery store and deli owned by the people who shop there. The co-op welcomes everyone with no membership required, offering fresh produce delivered from nearby farmers, prepared foods, and local organic products. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Marine Drive. More information at astoria.coop.
I'm Katie Frankowitz. You're listening to local and regional news on KMUN. Candidates for a seat on the Clatsop County Board of Commissioners are taking different views on what qualifies them for the job. Mitra Vazin currently sits on the Clatsop Community College Board of Education, but submitted her application for the county commissioner seat representing Astoria late last week. As of Monday, she faces off against retired Costco executive Mike Brocious for the District 3 seat. Filing for open seats in the upcoming May 19th election closes March 10th. Vazin points to her experience as an educator and at federal job corps centers, including Tongue Point Job Corps Center in Astoria. Vazin says the workforce training programs for disadvantaged youth were the county in miniature. She told KMUN she's running in large part because she does not feel Brocious is qualified for the position.
I have experience lobbying at the federal level, sit with the senators, members of the House of Representatives, and talk about the budget of Job Corps and convincing them to vote for the budget of Job Corps. That's the experience I bring that I have, that my opponent does not have.
In an interview with KMUN, Brocious pushed back. This is his first time running for elected office, and he thinks that lack of a political background could be an asset. He argued he's already involving himself in the Astoria and broader county communities, working on various economic and social projects.
I would say I'm very qualified, and I already have the relationship with those people. And my business background, to me, I consider that a badge of honor. I mean, that's something I'm proud of, and I think that brings a different perspective and a needed perspective to government.
Brocious is involved with several nonprofit boards in Astoria. He's applied to fill empty seats on elected boards in the past, most recently the Astoria City Council last year. He was among the top two finalists for the seat, but didn't get it. In 2024, he was among six applicants to fill a vacant spot on the Clatsop Community College Board of Education. The board chose Sheila Rowley, a longtime educator and former superintendent of the Seaside School District. Later, Rowley successfully ran unopposed for the seat in 2025. Brocious says Rowley was a great choice, but Vazin feels it is further evidence of Brocious's lack of qualifications. Born in Iran, Vazin and her husband first moved to Astoria in 1992. She taught at the community college and as a substitute teacher for the Astoria School District. Later, she worked for Job Corps centers in Astoria and elsewhere across the country. Vazin was appointed to an empty seat on the college board in 2023. She then won the seat with more than a 600-vote margin in 2025. Her challenger was a student at the college. The county commission race in May will mark the second time Vazin has pursued elected office in Clatsop County. Like Brocious and other candidates running for open seats on the five-member board, Vazin lists economic development beyond timber and tourism among her priorities. She says the county needs economic growth and also should protect its coastal character and natural resources. But she thinks Clatsop County is currently missing out on an opportunity: AI data centers.
Some counties in Oregon are incentivizing, like, tax relief and whatnot. We should be trendsetters instead of following what somebody does.
Governor Tina Kotek recently convened a work group to gauge impacts of a growing number of data centers on Oregon's water, land, and energy resources, amid growing concerns about rising utility bills and high water usage. KMUN asked Vazin how she would respond to people with concerns about data centers, in particular AI data centers. Vazin replied that first she would need to look at any potential proposal and ask questions about square footage, water usage, employee numbers, and more.
I can't answer that until I look at the proposal. And of course, we would go with the best proposal.
If elected, Vazine says she would also champion attainable housing options, investments in mental health and addiction services and public safety partnerships, and work to strengthen emergency preparedness. You can read more about this story and other local news at kmun.org/news. You're listening to news on KMUN. House Republicans boycotted a floor session in the Oregon legislature on Monday. The move came in protest of the Democratic Party's handling of a workplace complaint and an upcoming gas tax vote. OPB's Bryce Dole reports.
A Democratic representative said last week that Representative Jason Krupp created a hostile working environment in a vote on a gun bill. On Monday, Krupp announced he was stepping down as a member of the legislature's conduct committee. Republicans say this move prevented them from debating the motion to remove and replace Krupp. In a statement, House Republican leader Lucetta Elmer accused the Democratic Party of trying to, quote, sweep this under the rug and move on. Democrats are pushing back, saying Republicans are failing to do their duty at the expense of working Oregonians. Meanwhile, other Republicans said they were boycotting the floor session for a different reason, apparently to hold up a bill that would reschedule a vote on gas taxes. I'm Bryce Dole, reporting.
President Trump announced new tariffs late last week. Now Northwest farmers are scrambling to make sense of what that means for their spring crops. NWPB senior correspondent Anna King reports from a southeast Washington farm.
Steady rain drips on long strips of plastic. Soon melon seedlings will be planted. Alan Schreiber, head of the Washington Asparagus Commission, points out mown down asparagus ferns just steps away. The ground will be tilled soon in prep for the new spears. He says if the tariffs stick, the domestic asparagus market could really shift.
It has the potential to help the domestic industry in the short term, but it is disruptive to the marketplace.
He says foreign competition means farmers often ship out of the region. They might not need to this year. I'm Anna King.
Washington state legislators are grappling with how to handle a budget while, according to Democrats, tax revenues are stagnant and the costs of maintaining government services are rising. The supplemental budget plans jump off from the proposal Governor Bob Ferguson put out in December. Democrats from both the House and Senate propose softening some cuts to child care subsidies, but they add more money for payouts of legal claims against the state. Senator June Robinson, the lead budget writer in that chamber, says other spending increases are necessary given cuts passed by Congress.
We have worked in this budget to mitigate the effects of H.R. 1 and other reductions that have come from Washington, D.C. So we're trying to help people maintain health care, food assistance, the basics.
Both the House and Senate budget proposals would provide more food assistance and health care coverage for those who are no longer eligible through the federal government. Lawmakers are under a deadline to get a budget to the governor's desk in the next 3 weeks. Local and regional news on KMUN is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN News Team. That includes host and producer Skylar Butenshin and me, news director Katie Frankowitz. That's all for us now. You're listening to KMUN.